You are listening to the Polemics Report, a ministry designed to train the powers of your discernment with constant practice, that you might be skilled in the word of righteousness.
Listen, folks, we are in the modern day downgrade. The church has to wake up and realize that we've become theologically inept. We've got to become Bereans.
The downgrade is upon us. The walls are closing in. What will you do? And how will you stand? Stay tuned as answers are given for how you can withstand the modern day downgrade. This is your polemicist, J.D. Hall.
Hello, and you're listening to the special weekend edition of Polemics Report. You can listen to the entire programs, the full-length episodes, twice a week at Sermon Audio or iTunes, or go to the website, polemicsreport.com. The weekend edition is designed especially for AM and FM radio. This is listener-supported. You can give at polemicsreport.com. The field of polemics is a field of theological study in which we train the powers of our discernment with constant practice. You see, we're warned that there are some people that sneak into the church, and they then give to the church destructive heresies, introducing false teachings. And we believe that the greatest threats to the church are not outside, but oftentimes they're inside. And that's what polemics deals with. Now, a lot of what we've been discussing at the Rolex of Polemics blogs, that's pulpitandpen.org and also polemicsreport.com, is the apostatizing of a prominent Christian radio evangelist, or celebrity, I should say, that is Hank Hanegraaff. We were actually the ones to break the news. That's why it went viral. The Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, leaves the Christian faith, by Jeff Maples, the managing editor of Pulpit and Pen. And he talks about the numerous reports in which Hank Hanegraaff, the well-known radio show host of the Bible Answer Man, he's left the biblical Christian faith for the Greek Orthodox tradition. Now, this happened on April 9, 2017. Hanegraaff was apparently received into the Greek Orthodox Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. A prominent priest had put on Facebook, that's how we found out about this, quote, "Many years," he says to Hank Hanegraaff, aka the Bible Answer Man, and his wife Kathy, newly chrismated Orthodox Christians as of this morning in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's also reported that Hanegraaff hinted at his possible conversion while defending the Orthodox tradition on his radio program a few weeks ago. Now, as Jeff writes in this post, he says, "The Orthodox Church is a false expression of Christianity, much like the Roman Catholic Church, that's highly driven by graven images and denies the biblical doctrines of salvation by grace alone through faith alone, and instead trusts in meritorious works and sacramental systems for salvation. This flies in the face of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, which says, 'For by grace you've been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, that no one may boast.'" Now, the managing editor at my website, Pulpit and Pen, Jeff Maples, simply explained to the readers what exactly is Christianity. Being born in a particular nation doesn't make someone a Christian. Being born in a particular church or being baptized in a particular church doesn't make someone a Christian. No, someone is a believer if they've been born again by the power of the Holy Spirit and brought to genuine conversion by trusting in the accomplished work of Christ alone. In other words, we're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And even though someone is Christian-y, even though they may believe in the Trinity and they go to what is called a church and they blow incense and ring bells in the name of whatever God they've contrived in their head, it doesn't mean they're Christians unless one day they avoid the torments of hell and they're brought into the dwelling place of God. In other words, you can't be a Christian unless you're truly saved. And you can't be saved from the wrath of God unless you abandon all hopes of your own merit and trust alone in faith alone, by grace alone, in Christ alone, and through his accomplished work. Now, Jeff put that post out at Pulpit and Pen, and it was cited in the Christian Post and WorldNet Daily and all sorts of different publications. And a lot of people took issue. They took exception with what he had written because he was mourning the loss of Hank Hanegraaff, not only from Protestantism, but from Christianity, as though it was truly an abandonment of the faith. I wanted to explain that a little bit on the program so that you understand that to abandon certain biblical beliefs actually is to abandon the Lord Jesus Christ. There are three primary biblical beliefs that one needs to hold to. And when you begin to abandon those very doctrinal beliefs, then really there's nothing Christian about you. Again, even if you go to a church on Sunday morning. These beliefs include, first of all, believing in sola fide, salvation by faith alone. To trust in your own merit is simply not going to get you into heaven. As I always teach my own church, there are two religions in the world. One is a religion of works, and one is a religion of grace. We might even call it, in our tradition, a covenant of works and a covenant of grace. If you want to be saved in any due part due to your own merit, well, what Galatians chapter 5 teaches is you'd better do that flawlessly, because flawlessness is the standard of perfection that is required of those who are under the law. To believe that you're saved in part by your own merit is to be wholly damned when you fail to be perfect. Now, there's also that religion of grace, which is Christianity. And in that religion, we hold that we're saved in no part due to our own good behavior, but we're saved entirely because of what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us. Here's the thing. The soteriology of the Greek Orthodox is no different than the soteriology of the Roman Catholic Church, which is no different than the soteriology of Buddhism, which is no differently than the soteriology of Islam, which is no different than the soteriology of Mormonism, which is no different than the soteriology of any cult on earth. They all teach this basic premise: be good and be rewarded. And even though those Christian cults might say that we need God's grace to be good, they still hold that if you're good, you will receive ultimate eternal reward. Whereas biblical Christianity says, yeah, we're not good. Jesus was good for us. And now by faith, God looks down and sees us as good, given the imputed righteousness of Christ that he's accomplished for us. And again, the Eastern Orthodox Church denies all those fundamentals of what we would call the Christian faith. I wanted to explain a little bit more about what they believe, simply because of the recent defection of Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, to that religion. You can find this post written by Seth Dunn at Pulpit and Pen, entitled "Hank Hanegraaff, Greek Orthodoxy and Patterns in the Occults." Now, if you haven't heard of the Bible Answer Man, again, it's a program that's on many different Christian radio stations, maybe even the radio station you're now listening to. According to an article published by the Christian Research Institute, now that's known as CRI, but that is the organization belonging to, well, first Walter Martin, and now none other than Hank Hanegraaff. You see, he started as a polemicist with the Christian Research Institute. They said this was from their website, quote, "Orthodoxy is not a monolithic block that shares a unified tradition in church life. However, they gave four patterns which are common to cults. Greek Orthodoxy exhibits three of them. Number one, adding to the word of God, CRI says. The Greek Orthodox religion rejects the idea of sola scriptura. According to Orthodox Answers, their website, they say, quote, "Orthodox Christianity understands sola scriptura versus holy tradition as a false dichotomy, pitting the Bible against tradition because the Bible can also be considered part of tradition." At which point we would say, no, the scripture is not tradition. The tradition is the word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice. Clearly, that religion places church tradition on equal footing with the scripture itself. Secondly, subtracting from the person of Christ. The Greek Orthodox religion is a Trinitarian faith which properly recognizes Jesus as God incarnate, even though there have been several strains of Orthodoxy that deny the dualfold nature of Christ. Nonetheless, the faith does not appear to typically exhibit the cult pattern of subtracting from the person of Christ. However, that third qualification of a cult is present: the multiplication of salvation requirements. You see, the Greek Orthodox Church does not adhere to the biblical notion that salvation comes by grace alone through faith alone. According to gotquestions.org, quote, "The Greek Orthodox Church claims that salvation is by faith in Christ, but they differ from the evangelical concept of faith by adding throughout their lives the necessity of the sacraments that include work and good behavior. According to St. Paul, not only loving deeds, but also the sacraments of baptism and the Eucharist, they claim, are decisive to salvation. Also decisive to salvation is the act of chrismation, having oil poured upon someone's head that they believe then saves them and fills them with the Holy Spirit." 4, the fourth warning sign of a cult, the dividing of the loyalty of the follower, of the follower, demanding that level of authority. They write, the fourth and final patterns found in the cult is the practice of dividing the loyalty of the follower between God and an organization or individuals. Whereas the cult will convince its followers that they're an organization devoted wholly to God, the follower is taught to put his trust in the organization instead of God. Over and over again, this deceptive practice is found throughout the cults, as the followers are told to put their faith in God alone and then are commanded to place their faith in the cult. The sad thing is that many cultists are so deceived that they don't see the division and they're not fully trusting God. Now, I wanted to point out, this is from the Christian Research Institute, the organization headed up by Hank Hanegraaff. And by the way, there was an article there calling Greek Orthodoxy sub-Christian, not part of the Christian faith. And within hours of Hank Hanegraaff coming out of the closet as Greek Orthodox, that article on his website suddenly disappeared. This warning from Hank Hanegraaff and CRI explicitly warn people against the Greek Orthodox Church, saying, quote, Protestant evangelicals who've joined the Orthodox Church often display an inadequate understanding of the faith they've embraced, that they're searching for, quote, religious experience is influenced by limited knowledge and the current American hunger for mystical realities. Yeah, and that is exactly what it is. It is not Christian. It is mystical. And yet now he has adopted this faith of Greek Orthodoxy. So then what do we do and how do we handle this as evangelicals, where a Protestant evangelical has left the faith of Christianity to adopt a religion that says that he's going to be saved at the end of the day by his good deeds, the good deeds of Mary and the saints, and believing in a meritorious salvation as opposed to the doctrine of sola fide, or faith alone salvation. Now, it's here that we have to challenge the notion of mere Christianity. Have you heard that term before? Mere Christianity basically says, listen, we can reduce the doctrines of Christianity to their lowest common denominator. If you believe in God, if you believe in Jesus, if you believe in heaven and some basic things, that is mere Christianity. Well, it's true that not every doctrine in Scripture is as pivotal as every other doctrine in Scripture. There are some things that are primary, some things that are secondary, and some things that are tertiary. However, the doctrine of justification, or salvation, in other words, is not a secondary or tertiary doctrine. It is one that is quite essential. We need to believe that not only did Jesus die, but that Jesus died for us in our place. This is something that Greek Orthodox deny. For example, one individual from Hank Hanegraaff's church said this, quote, he, that's Jeff Maples, the editor of Pulpit and Pen, claims that in this religion, salvation doesn't come through Christ's imputed righteousness and substitutionary atonement on the cross, but it comes through these dead rituals that they believe are ontologically changing them into divine beings. And then he goes on to say, first of all, this claim that Christ's death is imputed is basically immoral, he writes. It makes no sense to say an innocent man can be punished for the evils of someone else. Rather, Christ, by infusing his life, death, and resurrection into us, makes his work, our work, makes more sense as justice and holiness are real properties that exist. Now, it's here that we point out, again, his comment that the claim that the death of Jesus is imputed is immoral. He's talking about penal substitutionary atonement, that it makes no sense, he says, to say an innocent man can be punished for the evils of someone else. We see the real danger of Greek Orthodoxy. My friends, that is the gospel in a nutshell, that he was bruised for our iniquities, pierced for our transgressions, and upon him was laid the iniquities of us all. Again, Isaiah chapter 53, that Christ is our propitiation, that he absorbed God's wrath on our behalf, and that he who had no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. Without Christ Jesus going in our place to die for us, being imputed with our sin, and by faith, us being imputed with his righteousness, not only do we not have a righteousness that comes apart from the law, as Paul says in the book of Romans, but our righteousness is entirely due to something we have done as opposed to something that Christ has done. And that is the religion also known as self-righteousness. It's not one that leads to heaven, but it is a religion that only leads to further condemnation. Now, we don't say these things to malign another tradition that calls itself Christian, but the fact is we can't properly evangelize someone unless we first realize they're lost. It is our job not to edit the gospel, not to change it, but to proclaim it as it is given to us. Thank you for listening to Polemics Report. God bless you, everybody. We'll be back with you next time. And until then, as always, Semper Reformanda.
The wheels of war are going round, and all the walls are crumbling. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wing. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wing. Hide me underneath your wings. Hide me deep inside your heart. In your refuge, cover me. Your work is shaped, but Lord, I'm making you my hiding place. Wind will blow, the rain can pour. To tell you praise.